CyberWorks Podcast. Learn anytime, anyplace.
Welcome to the next edition of the CyberWorks LMS e-learning implementation podcast series, where we look at real-world learning management system implementations and e-learning program rollouts. CyberWorks specializes in custom e-learning solutions, learning management systems, and e-learning development for corporations, governments, and nonprofit institutions. My name is Mary Kay Laferno. I'm the marketing director at CyberWorks and your host today. Today, we're talking with Nicole Rallander, editor and director of education for Advertising Specialty Institute, Incorporated, about their use of the CyberWorks-hosted learning management system to track and manage member training.
With us today.
Good afternoon, Mary Kay. It's great to be here.
Nicole, tell us about yourself and what you do for Advertising Specialty Institute.
I'm the editor of Stitches Magazine and also the director of AFI Education.
Okay. Can you tell us a little more about Advertising Specialty Institute, its products, its services?
Sure. The Advertising Specialty Institute, or AFI, is the largest media and marketing organization that serves the advertising specialty industry. We have a membership of over 26,000 distributor firms and supplier firms of advertising specialties. The supplier firms use AFI print and electronic resources to market products to over 22,000 AFI distributor firms, and distributor firms use AFI print and electronic resources, which contain nearly every product in the industry from more than 3,500 suppliers, to locate supplier firms and to market services to buyers. And AFI also provides catalogs, information directories, newsletters, magazines, websites, and databases, and offers e-commerce marketing and selling tools.
All right, that sounds good. Nicole, so when we say advertising specialties, we mean promotional products, right?
Absolutely. Any type of promotional product or wearable that can be logoed or have artwork put on it.
Okay, cups, pens, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, pretty much anything that you can think of that can be logoed.
All right, Nicole, can you describe the business factors that drove your company to investigate and ultimately purchase a hosted learning management system as an e-learning solution for your organization?
Yes. We're always focused on enhancing our member benefits. And we found that as business owners, our members are very interested in continuing education. So we offer free education to our members across many platforms, including live education at our national trade shows and online webinars. And we felt that giving our members the ability to take online self-paced courses would be an excellent addition to our education offerings.
All right. So why did you select CyberWorks-hosted LMS to create your training portal?
Well, I actually personally reviewed about six vendors' products and tried out a few of them as well. The very inexpensive systems didn't meet our needs at all, and the most expensive had a lot of bells and whistles, but were very cost prohibitive. And the CyberWorks-hosted LMS met all of our e-learning needs and was set at a comfortable price point.
Okay, great. So can you give us an idea of who works with the CyberWorks-hosted LMS at your company?
Sure. My team and I create and launch new courses each month, and we track how our students are using the system. And then our member services staff uses the system to track what courses our new members take so that they can follow up with them to see how we're meeting their needs.
Okay, great. Can you tell our audience a little more about the online training itself, the types of courses and reference material you provide through your online training portal?
Sure. We offer self-paced courses on a variety of topics, from sales and marketing strategies to business management and social networking techniques. All of the courses have various interactive learning techniques, including voiceover narration throughout the course, videos, and quizzes. And we also use the secondary window feature quite often to include supplemental material and links to websites, videos, or other podcasts.
Okay, sounds good. I understand your course offering is based on content you develop. So for our audience, it'd be great if you could share some of the instructional design and planning processes you go through when you develop a course for your organization.
Well, since our education and editorial departments are very closely joined, we have access to a lot of great editorial content, up-submitted industry news, and sources. So we base our course roster on hot topics that people are telling us that they want to learn more about. So through our editorial department, we also shoot and produce our own videos and podcasts for the voiceover narration.
Okay, well, that sounds good. What types of course authoring tools are you using to develop your training?
I create the courses in the CyberWorks Web Author tool. We also create Flash movies and MP3 podcasts that we host on our server. We just take the HTML code into the Web Author documents to reference the files. And my experience with Web Author has been really good. I mean, there's a learning curve, as with any new tool that you use, but I've gotten to the point where I can create tests and launch, say, a 5-lesson course in about 90 minutes.
Wow, pretty cool. All right. Can you tell us about your customer experience with CyberWorks?
Sure. It's been really positive. Working with CyberWorks personnel from the point of learning about the system through demoing it, you know, then purchasing it, and then through the learning curve has been really helpful. And overall, we feel that we've had individual CyberWorks people on our team, so to speak, that we could call when we needed some assistance in the early days when we were launching and creating our courses.
All right. Well, that sounds good. Is there anything else you'd like to share in terms of working with CyberWorks to deliver your training?
Sure. I would just say that within about 10 months since we launched our first course, which was in about early summer of last year, we've had 1,100 members join our online learning center as students.
Wow.
Overwhelmingly, they've told us that the system was easy to navigate and the courses were very helpful to them in improving their sales and business management skills. So, you know, overall, I'd say that the online campus, the courses, the way that we were able to create them, it's top-notch and people respond well to that.
Well, that sounds terrific. I know you're a busy woman, so I'm going to let you go. Thanks for joining us today.
It was a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right. This is Mary Kay Laferno, Marketing Director at CyberWorks. Thanks for watching our interview with Nicole Rollander of Advertising Specialty Institute on the CyberWorks LMS e-learning implementation podcast series. Talk with you next month.
CyberWorks Podcast. Learn anytime, anyplace.